Welcome to the 21st Century K podcast. I'm Hannah. I teach kindergarten and I help other teachers bridge the gap between traditional kindergarten and 21st century expectations. In today's episode, we're going to talk about lesson planning and more specifically, lesson planning in 2020. How in the world can we plan our lessons when we don't even know what tomorrow holds? Thanks for joining. Lesson planning is a huge part of being a teacher. I mean, you can't just walk into a classroom and start teaching children without a plan. You have to know what you're going to say, what information you're trying to convey to your students, the resources that you're going to need have to be on hand, and your activities have to be prepared. You have to know your standards in order to be able to plan activities and then reflect to make sure that the way you're delivering your instruction is working for your students and that they're learning and they're growing. Planning lessons is a big part of what we do, and it is so important to do it well. And for many years, lesson planning was just the same old thing. You might work a week in advance, or you might work on Sunday night before Monday. Whatever the case, teachers put their plans down in an old school plan book, or maybe even on a personally made template, maybe even on an online template that had to be turned in or saved from year to year. I know when I was in college, we wrote those 6-page lesson plans for one 20-minute activity. And we quickly found that in the real world, that was impossible. And we learned all about the shortcuts and the shorthand for writing lesson plans that would be helpful to us personally in the classroom and also to a sub in the event that we weren't there. But lesson planning came to a screeching halt on March 13th. Anything that any of us had planned for the 16th was out the window. On March 13th, 2020, I walked out of my classroom not knowing what to expect in the weeks and months to come. We had hurriedly prepared some packets based on our plans for the next week or two to send home with our students so they would have activities. We started quickly learning how to communicate more via the internet and deciding how we were going to reach our families and stay in touch with them during such an unprecedented, uncomfortable, and uncertain time. The lesson plans that I left on my desk that day ended up meaning nothing. And then the lesson plans that I made from that point forward, they were just jotted notes here and there and maybe a pile of activities I wanted to get to or an email I would send to myself with something I found on the internet we might be able to do over a Zoom meeting. And then 2 weeks became 4 weeks, became 6, became 8. And the next thing I knew, we were finishing out the year. And the last several weeks of my plan book were empty. It really caused me to reflect about lesson planning. And really on a deeper level, planning for life. We were supposed to head to Florida for spring break in the spring of 2020, and that didn't happen. All kinds of plans fell through for everyone. And it really makes you stop and take inventory and think about whether or not you're living in the future or living in the moment. When it comes to making lesson plans, there are a few key things that we need to do to stay ready in the year 2020. When my school year started, all of the school district was online. So our lesson planning was completely different than how it had been the year before. We could not do all the same activities. We didn't have centers and choices for play and hands-on manipulatives. We were sending home some worksheets and prepping online activities, something that went completely against the grain of myself and my entire team. we were going back to the basics when it came to planning our lessons in so many ways, but at the same time, having to be incredibly innovative and try new things. After a few weeks, some students came back to school and some stayed online. I've been teaching kindergarten online since August, and while it is hard work, I'm really enjoying it, and I've learned that planning this year is different. And in turn, lesson planning for me will be different from here on out. It's funny how these things happen in our lives that we think are going to be a challenge, we think are going to be difficult, and they cause us to grow and stretch and change in ways that we never thought we would. And in the end, we can come out ahead and better for it when we look for the silver linings. And lesson planning has been a silver lining for me. I've learned through this time that lesson planning in an uncertain time has to be both short and long term. And that may seem simple, but if you do not have a long range scope and sequence plan for your year, it will make it very difficult to chunk that out so that you can make short term plans in order to address the needs you have at the moment. What I mean by that is my team has a plan for every subject, for every week of the year that we carry forward every school year. We go back and revise based on the calendar dates, and we may make changes when there are changes in our standards or in preferences about what we teach, or like this year when we learn how to teach better. We are starting from the same place with our long-range scope and sequence. So having that has made planning easier. If you don't have a scope and sequence plan, I urge you to create one. It's something you could spend all summer on, or you could work on it a little over the course of the school year, and by the time the year ends, you'll have something for the following year. But once you get all that information in one place that you can refer to and go back and see your that all of your standards are covered, all of your core tier one instruction is covered and planned and mapped out, then you'll be able to breathe a little and be able to make decisions in the shorter term about prioritizing your lessons, choosing your activities, and planning for an uncertain time. That's where the short-term plan comes in. We have always planned a week in advance, and in this situation, that's just not working. So my team has been planning upwards of 2 weeks in advance so that at any given moment, we are prepared with a game plan for the following 2 weeks. And that short-term plan isn't fancy. It might be on a post-it or jotted on a note, but we know what the plan is for the next 2 weeks with a little more detail, and to where we could put things together to switch gears and pivot on what we're doing at a moment's notice. For instance, right now, we just finished week 7. We have week 8 already in the works, planned, in the books, activities prepped, copies made. My students are at home. They have what they need. Students in person and teachers in person are prepared as well. But in the meantime, we also have weeks 9 and 10 mapped out with activities selected and in the process of copying and prepping the things we'll need for those. It takes a lot of thought to keep these short-term plans up to date and a lot of prep time on the front end. However, if something happens in the next few days and we need to switch gears and all go online or switch to a hybrid model, or if my children all come back in person, we will be ready. And I cannot begin to tell you the peace of mind that that gives me and my entire team. So if you need a long-term plan to go to make sure that everything's mapped out and everything's going to be covered. And in the meantime, during this time, when we don't know what the next 2 weeks may hold, it's important to have a 2-week short-term plan to get everything prepped and ready to go on a moment's notice in any direction. The thing that has really made a difference in my lesson planning this year is that I've finally gone digital. I know it's funny that I talk about bridging the gap between old school and 21st century when in so many ways I am still so old school. That's because old school works. It's tried and true. And I love a teacher plan book and my number two mechanical pencil. I would get those things out usually midweek and start working on them over the course of 3 or 4 days and polish them up and finish them every Sunday. I used a pencil and paper so that when life threw me a curveball, I could erase and neatly write in what we did instead or move activities to the next perfect little block. I think I love lesson planning this way because it's what I used to do for fun when I was a kid pretending to be a teacher. I swore to myself I would never, ever do my lesson plans digitally. It felt cumbersome and uncomfortable. I kept thinking, well, what if I need to retype? And what if something doesn't work the way I planned, or we change our schedule and then I've got to move things around and delete and retype, and I can't just draw an arrow when I need to draw an arrow because something gets moved to the next day, or jot a note on the side. I mean, I had every excuse in the book. But as an online teacher, paper pencil plans were not doing me any good. I could write out a narrative of how I saw my live lessons going, or I could jot down notes about the slide decks I was creating or the assignments I might give in Google Classroom. But the plans that I was writing in my plan book were just an act of frivolity. It made me feel good to write something down with my new Sharpie gel pen. This is not an ad, but those are the best pens ever if you haven't tried them. And it made me feel good to use my number two pencil to write and erase as things changed over the course of the week. But it was wasting my time and not helping. That's when I came across the idea to create my plans digitally in Google. And then the magic happened. I started using hyperlinks to link every one of my online activities in my lesson plans. And because I saved them in Google, I didn't carry my big yellow binder back and forth to school in my bag. I could hop on my laptop at any time and make adjustments to my plans. And the same goes for when I was at school. Every morning when I arrive at school now, I pull that lesson plan up on my computer and I go through clicking and prepping and bringing up all of the things that I plan to use in my live online lessons. And every single hyperlink is right there. Every single document, website, YouTube video, Brain Pop, or Let's Find Out magazine, or Go Noodle Exercise is linked right in my plans so that I can pull them all up in tabs, and then the magic can happen. None of that required me writing in my plan book. All of it is completely editable, and then there's copy and paste for when I get ready to write the next day's plans. The sky is the limit when it comes to making your plans digital and using hyperlinks. If it's something that you haven't tried, I urge you. This girl came out of the old school kindergarten to start working in the 21st century, finally, and my lesson planning life has changed. I will plan this way from now on. If you are interested in merging the old school with the new school and starting working on your lesson plans online, but you're just not sure how to do it, I would love to help you along the way. Be sure to check the show notes and sign up for my email series and my free opt-in workbook coming soon, all about planning in the 21st century and how using technology doesn't have to be scary, and how when the paper pencil just doesn't cut it anymore, there are alternatives that can make your teacher life so much easier, especially if you're teaching online right now. I hope that you can take something away that will help ease your planning, help soothe your Sunday scaries, and help your week and your month and your year and whatever in the world comes next in education go smoother. Thanks for joining.